A guided winter recovery practice. A simple way to relax the hips and pelvis, regulate the breath, and reduce stress. This guided practice will help you take a well-deserved rest, allow your body to relax, reduce stress and anxiety, ready for the festive season. So if you're not already, lie yourself down on the floor, on your bed, lying on your back, with your knees bent, so your feet flat, on the bed or on the floor. Thinking about your neck position, and your head, the back of your head to be on the flat on the floor or on your bed, unless that compromises your neck position. When you're lying there, you should be able to see more of your ceiling in front of you than behind you. So if you can see more of the ceiling behind you, grab yourself a cushion or a pillow and pop that behind your head, not behind your neck, behind your head. So then check that you can now see more of the ceiling in front of you. When you're ready, you're going to place your hands just on your lower abdomen, under your navel, your tummy button. If you're feeling safe and comfortable, you can shut your eyes if you wish. So initially, let's just have a look at our body and see how we are doing at this moment. So I want you to think about whether you've got any noticeable areas of tension anywhere in your body. It may be your lower back, shoulders, jaw, neck. Just make a mental note of how you're feeling at this moment. Great. Now let's start to be aware of your breath and how that is with you at the moment. So with your hands on your tummy, when you're breathing in and out, do you notice your hands are moving up and down with the breath? If not, don't worry. What we're going to try and do now is bring the breath down out of your chest and down lower into your tummy. So when you're breathing in, your tummy fills with air and expands a little. And then when you breathe out, your tummy goes down and empties like a balloon. Just take some time to notice your breath and your hands to see if they're moving. There's no rush for this. And sometimes it can take a couple of attempts before your breath comes down towards the abdominals. Why this is important is because we want the diaphragm to move. So the diaphragm is a muscle, and just like any other muscle, it needs to move to stay strong and flexible. Before we do anything, as you breathe out, any tension or areas that are a little bit uncomfortable for you, just want you to breathe it out. So you melt the tension away. As you breathe out, just let the muscles relax. Okay, so we're going to work down your body, starting with your head. I want you to think about how your head feels on the floor, on your bed or on the pillow cushion. Just allow your head to sink lower into the cushion, the pillow, the floor, the bed. Allow it to, your neck's going to lengthen, the back of your neck. Your chin might just drop down just a little bit as you let go and make your head feel heavy. Gently place your tongue at the top of your mouth behind your top teeth. Just relax your jaw, unclench your teeth. Breathing through your nose, inhaling and exhaling as quietly as you can. As you breathe out the next time, just lower your hands and arms to the floor. Take them out to the side of you, just a little way out, with your palms up, palms facing the ceiling. Now imagine you are lying on an airbed. And as you breathe out, you're going to sink down into the airbed. And it's just going to gently support your whole body. Shoulders roll back. Keeping the head heavy in the floor. Feeling supported through the whole body. Let your shoulders gently roll back, opening your chest and the front of your shoulders. Maybe down the front of your upper arm. Now imagine you're floating on soft white clouds and you let all the tension and tightness in the back of your pelvis just melt away. And you feel light and so relaxed now. Your pelvis just floating, sinking into the clouds. This allows the muscles in the front of your pelvis and your lower back to relax. If you feel comfortable and your back's going to be okay, just gently slide one leg straight. Don't lift it up, but just slide it along the floor or your bed to just straighten the leg. And then the same with the other one. So now you're lengthening your hip flexors. The muscles in the front of your hips that are notoriously tight, dysfunctional. These muscles can pull on your lower back and cause discomfort, postural problems, tightness in the knees. So we really want to let go of the muscles in the front of your hips, connecting your upper body to your lower body. If this doesn't feel comfortable for your lower back, you can bend your knees again. Ideally, you keep them straight if you can. You're feeling so relaxed now. Your legs feel like they're floating in a lovely warm bath, surrounded by warm water, just gently lapping over your thighs. And the water is supporting your legs. And the warmth allows your muscles to relax. So you're feeling relaxed, but grounded. You're sinking, but you feel supported and safe. So we're down at your feet. I want you to visualize the energy, anything stagnant, just gently flowing out of your soles. And your toes are feeling long, separated, spread out and wide to give you a nice stable base when you're walking to support your every step. Just enjoy this moment of quiet relaxation. So now, just gently bring your hands back onto your lower abdomen, to the lower dantian there. So your lower dantian runs right through your body and it's kind of inside. On the front of your abdomen, you've got what's known as a sea of chi. Now focusing on your breath. Notice how you're breathing now. Has your breath lengthened, slowed? Is it now coming all the way down into your tummy, your abdominal area? Do your hands move now with each breath? Bringing your focus back into your body, focusing on within. Just be aware of how your body feels now. Can you feel any tension where you've had it before? If you can, next time you exhale, to try and let that area go. Let the tension melt away, muscles relax. And if you need to, do it again. Some tension we've had with us for a long while, so it can be a little bit stubborn. When you are out of this guided practice, be aware of your body and the areas of tension that you've highlighted today, and be more aware of that in your day-to-day life. So I know that my right shoulder gets a bit tight into my neck, and I'm now conscious now to relax it let it melt away. So, let's bring yourself back into your body, and you're just gonna feel like you're sinking into the ground, going lower and lower, down and down, letting the earth help heal you. I take a long, slow breath. And then let it go as you breathe out. All the tension has vanished. Your body feels brand new. You feel amazing. When you stand up, you're going to feel taller. And you're going to walk with strong, steady steps. You feel connected to the earth, grounded. Your mind now allows thoughts to come and go, like rolling waves. On a nice sunny day. Starting from your feet, just give your toes a little wiggle. Move your feet around slowly. And then slide one foot in by bending your knee. And then repeat with the other leg so both feet are flat on the floor. Give your fingers a little wiggle. Give your hands a little roll around through the wrists. And place them on the floor. Loosen your jaw if that feels a bit tight. Move your tongue around and place it back on the roof of your mouth, just behind your top teeth. Slowly open your eyes. Bringing your knees and feet together, keeping your feet flat on the floor. Just gently rotate or roll both knees side to side. Not too far, just a little bit. Just to twist your waist a little bit. Your pelvis will move. And then decide which way you are going to roll over. Please do not roll off the bed. Lower both knees to the safe side of your body and take your arms over to the same side as your knees. And then gently, slowly, in your own time, roll over onto your hands and knees. Keeping your hands on the floor, just gently lower your bottom back towards your heels. Gentle stretch through your spine and your shoulders and chest. So gently come up onto your hands and knees going to go into the cat stretch. So you tuck your head under, so look at your knees. And tuck your bottom under. And round your back like a cat. This, of course, is done within your own mobility, pain limitations. We're not forcing anything. And then gently lift your head, lift your bum into the cow stretch, which is a little bit of an arch through your back. And you can do that again if you wish. So you just go through from the cat stretch through into the cow stretch. And then just gently come into neutral, where your spine isn't one way or another. If you are on a bed, this bit doesn't apply to you. So just gently get yourself off the bed safely. If you are on a floor or on a mat, come up onto your knees. Draw one leg through. Hold on to a bit of furniture if you need to. Tuck your toes under at the back and gently push yourself up to standing. It's important that we can do this standing from the floor, because if we ever fall over in the street, then we've got nothing to hold on to. We can still get ourselves up. Just take it steady. You may feel a little bit dizzy, so just hold it still. Hold on to something if you need to. Okay, we're going to find our neutral stance, our Wuji, and just check our posture. So standing with your feet hip width apart, knees are soft, facing the same direction as your toes. Tailbone tucked under, just to lengthen the lower back and keeping the hip flexors nice and open. Keep your shoulders down and heavy. Allow your arms to float and feel like they're just in some water. Then thinking about your golden thread from the base of your spine all the way up through the crown of your head, your Baohui, and it's going all the way up to the sky. Lovely. Bring your left foot into the right. And bring your palms together in prayer position. And then just gently bow from the hips to acknowledge your guided practice. Thank yourself and the universe for bringing Qigong into your life. Take it steady. Drink some water. Be kind to yourself for the rest of the day. Take care. Bye for now.